Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here today at Grace Bible Church for our services. I want to draw your attention in our call to worship to Zephaniah chapter 3. Zephaniah is one of those minor prophets that points the nation of Israel to its greatest days, which are ahead. Israel has not had its greatest days. Israel will have its great days whenever the Lord Jesus Christ establishes His millennial kingdom and rules from Jerusalem, and Israel will be His witness in the world. I want to read verses 14 and 15 of Zephaniah chapter 3 because we see our phrase again, with the whole heart, or with the heart, mentioned again in this passage. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart. O daughter of Jerusalem, the Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy, the King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more. I cannot tell you how wonderful those verses are, especially for the nation of Israel, as God reminds them that ever He's on the throne, several things will be true. First of all, their judgments will be taken away. Not only that, their enemy will be taken away. Jesus Christ will be on the throne. And He will be in the midst of them. In other words, the picture is the Lord Jesus Christ will have come into their midst, and He will be the one to whom they look. Think of all of a class of children, maybe in a circle around their teacher, and they're all looking at their teacher. That's the picture that's given here. He will be in the midst of them. He will be the focal point of their vision when He comes. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. You know, right now, Israel is completely surrounded by enemies. The United Nations, in the past few weeks, have had all kinds of horrible things that they've said about the people of Israel, blaming Israel for everything. They're completely blind to the fact that other nations of the world are building up arms, shipping arms to all kinds of rogue nations. We're not worried about that. We're worried about tiny Israel. And they're the blame for everything. But one of these days, there will be no more enemies of Israel. But notice what he says in this regard. Knowing this truth, he says, sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice. How? With all the heart. With all the heart. Not one of your part deviated from rejoicing and praising God. That will be that day, folks, when we are able to sing with unhindered hearts. Right now, when we sing, there are things that are competing for our attention. So many things. In a worship service like this, Jesus should be the center of our sight. But in many cases, He's not, because we've got other things going through our minds. It's just the sin nature that we all possess that distracts and deviates us. But there will be a time when we stand in His presence and we'll be able to rejoice. Our enemies will be put away. The enemy of sin, which was done away with at the cross, will be absent from our bodies, and we'll be able to worship the Lord with unhindered hearts. What a glorious day that will be.